This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 22, 2022. I'm Caleb Brown. The U.S. should be doing more to welcome Ukrainians fleeing destruction in their country. The Biden administration, for all the talk of a more rational immigration policy, is doing precious little. Cato's David Beer explains.
What is the status with respect to the United States of people who are refugees or soon will be refugees from Ukraine?
Well, as you know, about 3 million Ukrainians have already fled the country. Many more are internally displaced within Ukraine, mainly in the western parts of the country. So the crisis is only going to get worse. The Russians just recently fired some missiles into the west of the country for the first time. So in all likelihood, the UN says there's going to be more than 4 million Ukrainian refugees within a few weeks outside of Ukraine. And the United States' response has been pretty limited. Basically, the only action they have taken so far is to provide temporary protected status to Ukrainians who are already in the United States on the date of the invasion, who may have temporary visas that are expiring. They were business travelers and so forth, who can now extend their stay and obtain work authorization. That's a great thing. Tens of thousands of people will benefit from that. But in the context of a 4 million person problem, it's a pretty small move. And all the actions since, all the official communications have been pretty negative on the administration doing anything to take in any additional Ukrainians fleeing the conflict.
I saw a document that I believe is from either the Polish government or from some NGOs operating in Poland, basically explaining, hey, you're in Poland now. You can go to one of these centers. You'll be provided with housing. You'll be provided with, the ability to clean yourself up. There's nothing additional you need to do. And that seems like, to the extent that that is a legitimate document and something that is being handed out to Ukrainians entering Poland, that's the kind of welcome that I think a lot of Americans would like to see the United States roll out to Ukrainian refugees. Why has Joe Biden been either slow or unwilling to take that kind of action to say, look, you're welcome here?
The Biden administration's immigration policy is to accept as few people as it can get away with politically within its own party. This Ukrainian episode is the long list of other episodes where the administration responds late. If it responds at all, it responds minimally. We saw this with the Afghan evacuation. They knew the Taliban was going to take over. They knew the country was going to get overrun, and they waited until the last possible moment to evacuate as few people as really they could get away with, given the circumstances. And now that episode is over, we basically abandoned the Afghans again. Despite affirming that we want to let them come, we actively are denying their right to come. And so the administration, it's all rosy rhetoric. They don't want to say anything bad, but at the end of the day, they don't want another group of immigrants to deal with. They look at immigration as a political problem for them. And so anytime you're adding new burdens on the immigration agencies, they just see that as a net negative for them. They don't see the opportunity or the positive consequences from that politically or economically or socially, however you want to look at it. When you look at what's happening with Poland, you mentioned the welcome that they've received. You're talking about almost 5% of the population in Poland are now Ukrainian refugees. This would be more than 15 million people entering the United States in a few weeks with no documents, with no vetting, with nothing. And the administration's position is we won't let anybody come. And if they somehow end up at our borders, we've already seen this happen several times. Some Ukrainians can get flights from Europe to Mexico City, and then they travel to the port of entry, in Texas or California, and they're being turned away. And so it's totally at odds with what they say in terms of, you know, we support Ukraine, we support the Ukrainian people, we support the Ukrainian refugees. But if any of them actually get to U.S. borders, they're still being turned away. And, we did see one family make it in when CNN wrote a national news story about how the family was turned away. But that is the kind of situation that they're in. Not all of the hundreds of thousands of people are going to be able to gin up that kind of support.
There are governors, well, at least one governor that I'm aware of, and I think it's the same number you're aware of, that are asking the federal government, if you want to send Ukrainian refugees to our state, we're willing to take a great number of them. Jared Polis of Colorado has said, we want them. What could be done to maybe give governors a larger role here to say, hey, we want to welcome these people? You know, it's a far cry from just putting up a Ukrainian flag to actually say, we're going to welcome these people who are fleeing for their lives out of a war zone.
Right. So under the Trump administration, actually, their State Department and Department of Homeland Security gave governors the veto authority to say, you know, we don't want any refugees resettled in our state. And I think having the opposite policy would be a great idea. We want more refugees. We're willing to accept whatever costs might come as a result of that. And what we're seeing right now is, you know, the administration just doesn't want to hear it. They're hearing from members of Congress, writing letters. They're hearing from, all aspects of their constituencies, Ukrainian Americans who want to sponsor. Their family members are being ignored. And a lot of it is, you know, the policy, you know, high level policy of we don't want to be seen as giving Ukrainians any kind of special treatment compared to how poorly we're treating Central Americans right now who are crossing the border, how poorly we're treating Venezuelans trying to come to the United States, and all the other groups we're treating so poorly that the administration doesn't want to be seen as racist by letting in Ukrainians when we are, frankly, doing everything we can to deter asylum seekers from every other country from coming here. And so I think there is some internal politics going on there where, you know, we really don't want to open the floodgates on Venezuelans. So as long as we're going to keep the doors closed on them, there's no way we're opening the doors for Ukrainians.
Are you aware of what other countries have done surrounding Ukraine and in other parts of Europe?
Look, all of the countries neighboring Ukraine have taken, really, in the U.S. context, astronomical numbers of refugees. If you look at it, it's, 2 to 5% of their population in a few weeks. You're talking about 6 to 15, 20 million people entering the United States. It would be an equivalent percentage of our population here. And these are much poorer countries. The United States' unwillingness to open the doors and provide any way for them to travel here is really inexcusable. It's an embarrassment. It's totally contradicts our public statements about supporting Ukraine. And it absolutely will be a propaganda victory for Russia to show, hey, yeah, they say they care about you, but if you want to escape the conflict, you want to get your family out, the U.S. isn't going to be there for you. And so, you know, we already know that the Russian propagandists have used our anti-immigrant policies against us many times, and they will again.
David Beer is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and give a rating to the Cato Daily Podcast on your podcast platform of choice, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.